From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Gene Engany reading Stampede by Will C. Knott. We'll begin with Chapter 1. Clint Beaumart flicked the remains of his coffee into the fire and stood up. An uncommonly tall, lean-shouldered man, his high Stetson, caused his figure to loom somewhat ominously in the darkness. The others around the fire glanced up at him as he regarded them out of smoky blue eyes. "I'm going out to check on the herd," Clint told him. "Again?" Pruitt asked, a trace of amusement in his voice. The campfire's glow burnished his coppery, raw-boned features to a high sheen. "That's right. Again." The others sitting around the fire looked quickly at Pruitt and then back at each other. Clint could tell from the angle of their hat brims what they were thinking. He was acting like a mother hen. Clint glanced at his wrangler. "Get me the dun, will you, Smokey?"
"Sure thing, Clint."
The old man disappeared in the direction of the remuda. Clint looked down at Pruitt. There was an undeniable look of amusement on his brother's face. He ignored it, as he usually did, and explained patiently, "Just want to take another look around, Prue."
"Clint, did you notice something today I didn't?"
"It's just quiet tonight, that's all."
"Quiet?"
Clint shifted his gaze from his brother and the bright circle of fire to the silent darkness that crowded in on him. "Too damn quiet." Clint put down his cup and started for his saddle by the chuck wagon. They were just about where the Townsend herd had been lost 3 years before.